from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Show back to you.
All right, Woody, thank you. Man, I was just you got me thinking about that game, 3:30 on Saturday. University of Miami going up to the Swamp. Who's going to play their best game? Who's going to be the cleanest penalties and turnovers? And who's going to be the better coach team? Who's going to win the line of scrimmage? Kane's going to be able to run it. They're going to be able to stop the run. What kind of pressure are they going to be able to put on the quarterback? Who's going to be able to get the big plays, big splash plays? Just all those things for game one coming right out. You go right from whatever scrimmages they've had against each other to playing at a whole different level once your adrenaline and you're out on the field and you've got 90,000. Biggest crowd you'll play in front of all season, 90,000 at the Swamp, and most of them will be against you. Did you tell me they got 4,000 or 5,000 tickets is all? That didn't sound right.
I saw somewhere they got 4,000, but that's right. Just probably their little section. I mean, you can buy tickets wherever you want, I guess.
No, I know you can, but like, don't usually you give the visiting school, like, maybe not. Maybe
I don't know.
Maybe that, whatever the limited amount is, you
that's
would
just
give.
What I saw. I mean, don't, you know, take that with a grain of salt. My reporting's not always, you know.
Well, I don't know. Maybe
I don't
that,
consider
maybe
like,
that
the,
sounds
like the
right.
Other guys, I don't consider myself the media, Joe. I think we're just kind of a clown show.
Listen, man.
Of sorts.
I know we are. I know what I am. I really do. I know I'm a fraud. I'm telling you. I know, like, when people go, oh, you're... I go, I'm a fraud. Yeah. I'm a fraud. And I give my opinion, and a lot of times it's wrong. So, yeah, I get it.
A lot of times it's wrong. A lot of times you backtrack as well.
And I'll do that.
And you'll flip.
And I'll flip. Huh. No, it's all part of being a fraud. It's under the fraud umbrella. And then on top of that, like, I'm not sitting here that I always agree. Sometimes, you know, some of our writers, you know, I disagree with stuff that they write. But I don't think those guys are bad guys. Listen, if they could, they'd all like to have, you know, somebody inside the building they could get stuff from, and they'd write it and do it. They're like everybody else. They got favorite guys they like and don't like. I finally got Omar after all these years to admit he's got guys he likes and talks to. He's got a lot of guys that he knows don't like him, and he understands it. You agree?
Yes, I do. I do.
But I think most of them, you know, they want the team to win. They're no different than people listening to us right now that like the Dolphins. They want the team to win.
Because it's better for their business.
Yes.
If for any other reason, like, and I know they're all fans of the team, whatever. These guys have lived down here their entire lives.
Most of them.
I know it may not sound like it this morning, but I think, you know, pretty easy to tell. We want the team to win as well.
I do.
I know you do. You want that ring. The elusive ring.
Listen, man.
Maybe they'll give you one if they win a wild card game.
I would love, in a perfect world, I would love to know round one. I'm not being the ultimate pig. The ultimate pig would say you want to buy for week one. That'd be the best record.
You just want to win the division.
I want to win the division, have a home game.
Because, by the way, I got to tell you, I was just talking about this with some of the guys. Losing to the division to the Jets would be the doomsday scenario. Right?
Hey,
Because I could only imagine.
That's a hell of a big jump for them, for everybody's decided to put the Jets going to AFC Championship game.
I know.
That's kind of a big jump for them.
Not to win the AFC. I'm talking about just win the division.
Yeah.
But if they, you know, if the Jets find a way to win the division and these clowns on ESPN and just wouldn't.
Yeah, but
wouldn't
I don't care. We don't care about that.
I know,
stuff.
But it wouldn't be fun.
You know.
By the way, they came today. I think they've done this question every day this week. Is Josh Allen the most overrated quarterback? What? Did you see there was some like anonymous 100-person poll?
I did see that.
That had Josh Allen as the most overrated. Two, it was like third.
So they had him most overrated, but they had him as the fourth best quarterback.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
his numbers, you know, it's funny. Somebody, you know, because people always do this, someone posted his playoff numbers. They're actually really, really good.
He wins a playoff game every year.
So that playoff, you know, the like he's a turnover machine in the playoffs thing. I think he had like 21 touchdowns to four picks in the playoffs.
So to that thing you're talking about, they had the, so 103 NFL players. Best overall quarterback, they went Mahomes first, Lamar, Joe Burrow, and Josh Allen fourth. Most overrated quarterback, Josh Allen number one. How about this one? I'm not surprised by this. Number one trash-talking quarterback, Josh Allen. I've seen it with Christian Wilkins. He and Christian Wilkins used to, they couldn't wait to dog-talk each other.
What's the point of these things? Are they like, hey, you know, we might have a quiet day. Why don't you guys get, you know, 100 players and do an anonymous poll so we can, you know, have something to talk about? So we could rile some people up. Like,
you know,
who
group
does these things?
You know the group I want to get into? I want to get the next group up is the 49er group and the Buffalo Bill group. You know what that is? And Cincinnati group, too. But they had a big drop-off because Joe's hurt. But really, for Buffalo and San Francisco, you've got a window and it's closing to win, and they haven't been able to win the big one. So they've won a lot of playoff games, is what we're saying. They've won a lot of playoff games, but they just haven't been able to get past Mahomes. Mahomes has been,
Yeah, he's a problem. He's the Brady. He's the new Brady.
He's the he is the.
He's going to keep a lot of people from winning.
So then now the newest thing ESPN is doing. Is who's going to play Mahomes in the AFC Championship game. I don't know, man. Hey, don't take those for granted. I know the Kansas City thinks they've got a full-time party that's going to start every year and starts in Kansas City because they win that. You want to talk about winning that division every year? When's the last time somebody won that division, the AFC West, besides Kansas City? I mean, you talk about dominating. My God, they've had a hell of a run. All right, so...
One week, we kick it off, and we don't have to talk about this stuff anymore.
Man, you want to win your opener. There's no question about it. Crowds, I think...
that would be nice.
We're all sold out. And by the way, you know what? I've been surprised. I've got more requests for tickets for the Thursday night game than the Sunday game.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you honor all those requests?
I got to go home and deal with that because some of them I do want to take care of.
Okay, that's nice of you. It's very nice of you.
But it is expensive.
You talking family here? Friends, family?
Combo okay. People. Some of each.
Add my name to that list too.
No.
While you're writing a big check to the Dolphins.
No, I
think I'm going to go with no call Paul.
You don't think a lot of our sponsors are going to want to go to those first couple games?
I would think, yeah.
Yeah, so you might.
They could sit with me.
This might be a little bit like trying to get a Panther playoff ticket late once, and all of a sudden.
Ah, that got nasty.
That got just ugly around
Yeah,
here.
I don't think it'll get that
got
bad.
Got mean.
Yeah.
You know, it's really interesting, the priority list of the building from people that are on the air and our top five or six salespeople who feel pretty good about themselves and what they do.
Well, there's one that has to go to all the games.
So which...
Made that very clear.
Yes, he did. And he reminds us of what he does and how important he is. But
the only thing I don't think is fair is he should be able to get like a smaller seat so that there's more seats for other people. So he doesn't need the full seat.
Why do you got to take shots? Why does it get personal?
That's not personal. He just doesn't need a seat the size of...
You got a crappy parking spot. We had to park across the street because we couldn't get into our own parking lot. And you just got, you're in a better mood about now because you already sent out emails that you're threatening not to come to work tomorrow. But
that was you. You forced me to do that.
I didn't force you to do it.
You said, not coming back until we get a sticker. And I said, I'll piggyback you on that one.
You didn't say you just, you say whatever you want. That's fine. That's fine.
I said Joe's on strike until he gets the sticker.
No, I'm not on strike. I'm coming in. Not missing work. I'm not missing a Friday.
You're going to climb the fence?
I'm not. Well, I can come through. I can fit my body through. I just can't. We can't get a car through there. But there is a little area to get through.
What if they close it? Are you going to climb?
No,
it's a little sharp
climb.
On the top. Just be careful.
I'm a way too old. And I did think for a second, oh, that ain't happening. I'm now at that age where I'm at that. You know what's funny? I'm at that age. You don't climb ladders. And my neighbor, who's a lot younger than I am, he went up on a ladder and he fell off his ladder. He shattered his leg out in front.
Sorry to hear that.
No, I'm dead serious. There's a certain age where even if somebody's holding on to that ladder, man, you go, nope, can't do it. Can't do it. I'm now at that age where I officially don't get up on ladders.
It's good.
It's pretty sad, Woody. Pretty sad.
I think unless you know what you're doing, you probably should be any age. Probably shouldn't get up on a ladder.
Honestly, I don't do that many.
Do you even own a ladder?
Yeah. I got the big ladder and a normal size 8 or 10 foot ladder. But I got the big, oh, man, I got a, slides up and gives you even more. I got the big one. Go right to the, I'd
why
never
you,
go
why
up
do you have
there.
These things?
For the people that come by named Rich, that come by and do all my odds and ends for me.
Oh, you have to provide the ladder for them, for your workers?
No, but we got a guy, this guy, I got to tell you, he is special. And anybody using, he's the best kept secret out there, and he can do anything. You talk about a guy that can do anything. He can build a house for you to, he can do everything. You get one of those guys. And by the way, I'm not giving your name out, so if you don't get ready to text me and go, I'd be interested in using him. No, because he's cutting back, and I want to make sure when he cuts back, I'm still on the, because I can't do it. You do anything? Are you a handyman? Can you do anything around your house?
What do you think?
No. You think I can?
No.
No.
Is that the guy who built your guest house?
I don't have a guest house. See, there you go. Just trying to be a wise guy. We're going to go to break here. By the way, Russell Wilson named the Pittsburgh Steelers starting quarterback. No surprise there. What I was surprised about yesterday is the San Francisco 49ers and Cincinnati Bengals and their head coaches thought that Brandon Ayuk and Ja'Marr Chase were coming back without a contract. Why? We think they're going to be here today. That was yesterday. Why? Did they get a new contract? Well, you think they're worried about like the money they're going to lose from getting fined now? No, they weren't there. And I got to tell you, how would you like to have those two guys, Brandon Ayuk and Ja'Marr Chase, both top 10 receivers, Woody? Ayuk in the top 10 list of wide receivers?
Yeah, I would say so.
Ja'Marr Chase top 5?
Oh, Ja'Marr Chase, yeah.
I thought so. All right,
he's going way up there in those fantasy drafts.
Let's go to break. We'll be back in a moment here.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, a couple things to get you caught up on here as we continue on. First off, our training camp coverage is sponsored by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. Are you ready to level up your career game? MDCPS Technical Colleges have got you covered. Choose from tons of programs, learn from top-notch certified instructors, and get real-world experience. And the best part, you can graduate debt-free in just 1 to 2 years. You ready to make the move? Log on to careerinayear.com or call 305-558-8000. MDCPS Technical College is your best choice for a brighter future. And, Joe, you all right with a market report here? What do you think?
Go ahead.
Stock market report is sponsored by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $21,000 discount. KendallDodgeChryslerJeepRam.com. And let's see here. It's looking okay. The Dow futures are up 250 points. NASDAQ up 60. S&P up 16. Best of luck to all players. Here you go.
Ask my guys in Merrill Lynch, man, if they're up this morning. How we doing, man? How we doing? How we doing? How we doing out there? We doing okay, man. Anyway, hey, we have been all over the place, and I got to tell you, man, I am so excited about this college football weekend. I really am. Obviously, because we have coach on every week, but University of Miami at Florida. But there's a lot of other games. Hell, there's a pretty good game. I think we're all kind of curious to see how good Clemson is against maybe the best team in the country. I guess Ohio State's loaded too, but a lot of people like this Georgia team and Georgia and Clemson. And then right over to Miami going to Florida. Sunday night, we got a Sunday game. LSU and USC.
Well, we got the long weekend coming up.
Texas A&M, Notre Dame too. I left that out there in there as well. So
one of my favorite things that we do on the show on Fridays is get your picks for these games.
I don't care.
Oh,
I don't know.
Some people go with you, some fade you, but I just like getting your picks.
I tell everybody, by the way, I have no idea. I hate doing it.
Whenever we can tie gambling into the program, it's I think it's beneficial for everyone.
And then of course, boy, the NFL starts Thursday and they go Thursday, Friday, Sunday, Monday.
Who do you like on Thursday?
Baltimore? I like Baltimore to go in there and get a win. Yeah.
Feels like it, huh?
I just feel like, you know, the celebration a little bit and the whole Taylor
Swift
thing.
It feels like the Chiefs are going to get off to a slow
start.
Yeah,
and a little bit. And the rings and the ceremony, and they put everything up.
Ravens have got to be furious, right? They're giving them a heavy dose of Derrick Henry.
They gave that game away.
Yes, they did.
They showed some of the, and I don't want to pick on a guy that's from down here. And he had a great year.
By the way,
Zay Flowers had a great year.
Yeah, they're anticipating him to have a really, really big year this year.
He was really good against us. And apparently really good against a lot of teams, but he got in that playoff game. Got the bad penalty, had the touchdown going in and fumbles, and just one of those games that, yeah, he's really good. And they got that big horse now running, right? That business decision everybody's going to have to make in Kansas City, although the weather's going to be a hell of a lot different. If you got to tackle him, you want to tackle him in this warm stuff. Not in that 25 below zero. How'd you like to try to tackle that guy 25 below zero in the first round of the playoffs? That would be a bad one. Hey, Woody, I want to ask you this question. So besides all the games coming up here, I do want to ask you. So I'm going to throw some names out. You tell me about teams that have in the AFC a chance to win 10 games. Got a pretty good feel for everybody that thinks they have, because I listen to Jacksonville stuff, and they're predicting 10 or 11 wins for Jacksonville, who we open with. Texans, who won a playoff, 10-plus wins for them?
I would think, right?
Colts or Titans? Now, Titans beat us. And really
I don't like
destroyed.
The Colts. I do like the Titans. I'm with, who is it, Prisco, right, who was talking about Levis with us
but
at
you're
the
not,
training camp?
You're not buying the Colts.
Not really, but no, I really think that Will Levis is the real deal. I don't know what you think. I mean, you saw him.
I saw him at his best, so I don't want to go by that. I mean, he literally had his best game of the year against the Dolphins. Yeah. He was.
But he runs. He's got a monster arm.
He can run.
They added a few pieces over there, too.
They can score 14 points real fast with 5 minutes left. We saw that. So I want to ask you, Baltimore Ravens, 10-plus wins, of course.
I would think easily, yes.
You putting Cincinnati or Cleveland in the 10-plus wins?
Absolutely not with Cleveland. I'm not buying that. Cincinnati, I mean,
Cleveland won 10-plus games last year and had Joe Flacco.
Assuming, I hope Cleveland loses every game they play.
I know that. Can you just get past the personal stuff just for once?
Cincinnati, is Joe Burrow going to be healthy? That's the problem there. He's missed so many games.
He's about one more injury, and we can start calling him injury prone and stop calling him one of the best quarterbacks in the league.
That's tough, bro. He is really good.
Jets, 10-plus wins.
Oh, God, I hope
not. And it's all on one guy. Yeah. All on one guy. Because that defense is going to be really good.
Defense is good. They have good weapons on that team.
Jets, 10, 11 wins, 9?
Probably 10.
What about the Bills?
I think the Bills are still going to be really good. I know no one seems to agree with that, but
I don't know.
They keep calling Josh Allen the most overrated quarterback in football and all this nonsense.
Does anybody take over for Kansas City in the West? Does anybody win 10 games in the West besides Kansas City? I agree. You think Kansas City's going to win at least 10, right?
Yeah, I would think so.
Okay. Las Vegas?
Gardner Minshew?
No. Chargers?
Better question with that team is how many weeks until Devontae Adams loses his mind?
Oh, there might be. He might be begging for somebody to grab the rest of his contract and give something up and make that
He's
make
really
that move.
Good, man. I'd take him in a heartbeat.
What about Chargers? You didn't say anything.
No.
We got Harbaugh and Herbert working together.
Justin Herbert's pretty good, but no. I don't. And they lost a lot, by the way. They lost a lot of their stuff, their weapons. I think the Bears got a chance to be really good with Keenan Allen, their number
one
dog.
Honestly, I was selfishly just going AFC because we're
I just thought of Keenan Allen, who's been at with the Chargers for like 50 years.
Where we fit in with everything. Bears going to be an interesting team to watch.
All the rookies are going to be fun to watch this year, I think.
The league.
Although the
league,
one in New England's not starting because they're in full tank mode, I guess.
You don't think the league. Look at the storylines for the league. Josh Allen loses his 1 and 2 receivers. How are they going to do it? That group they have, you don't know. I mean, they're just guys. They're good players. But they have nothing in common with our guys at all. Then you look at the other story of Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers alone is going to be a story every week. And by the way, then on top of that, he's going to be on all these shows. He's going back on the McAfee show. He's going to be back on that again. And you know he's liable to go anywhere, right? He could be back on the shot and the whole deal, right? He'd go back and conspiracy theories and the guy that always talks about not wanting to be a distraction could jump right back on it. So we just all kinds of stuff. We got Chris Perkins, man. We had Chris on earlier. He was so good. He got to run twice, man. We're going to have Perk, and Perk's going to talk about his article and his thoughts on the Miami Dolphins, because if you haven't read your Sun Sentinel, you might want to grab today's sports page, because Chris Perkins and Dave Hyde got after it pretty good with their articles. Both of them. Chris Perkins will talk all about it, including a very controversial article he recently wrote. He'll have all that. You won't want to miss it. Coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.